one in front of you. While you're looking for that, I'm going to read you a couple of quotes here. George Washington said this: "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God or the Bible." Charles Dickens said this: "The New Testament is the very best book that ever was or ever will be known to the world." Abraham Lincoln said this: "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has given to man. All the good from the Savior of this world communicated to us through this book." I read a little quote here about a warning about the Bible. It says, "The Bible is a habit forming. It causes regular use will cause a loss of anxiety, a decrease in lying, cheating, stealing, and hating. It'll increase your love, peace, joy, and compassion." There was a small town newspaper in Texas advertised this: "Read your Bible to know what people ought to do, and read this paper for what they really do." When it comes to Christians, most Christians expect the world but neglect the book. Satan can quote scripture for his purposes. When we study the Bible, it makes us wise. We believe it makes us safe. We practice it, it makes us holy. In 66 books of the Bible, God has revealed his plan for man, that Jesus would come and seek and to save that which is lost. And in your Bible in front of you, in Psalm 40, verse 7 and 8 says this: "And lo, I come in the volume of the book which is written of me." Verse 8: "I delight to do your will, O God. Yea, the law is within my heart." When it comes to the Word of God, it is powerful, it's quick, it's sharp. It does an active work. Like you heard the children speak, how many want to know this kinsman redeemer? How many want to know this Savior and this servant? In each book, he's listed. It's who he is. It isn't just a fact and figure. It's really who he really is. It isn't just a statement to say, "I hope you believe this." He says, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book." As believers, we cannot be Christians outside the Word of God. I said we can't be outside the Word of God. It isn't like you get saved and go do your own thing and hopefully you'll make it. It's a rule book. It's a guidebook. It helps us. It keeps us in that place. I asked the first service this: how many had a mentor in your life or somebody to help you along or encourage you? Let me see your hand. Did they instill something in you that brought some value? Maybe some right or wrong. You know, it's still okay to hold the door for people. Do you know that? It's still okay to say please and thank you. I mean, that's still a reality. But when it comes to the Word of God, as believers, we have to have the Word of God in us because the Word is powerful. If you're taking notes this morning, in Jeremiah 23, verse 29, it says this: "Is not my Word like a fire, says the Lord?" When it comes to the fire, it only burns what's combustible. That which is pure may remain. Like many of you, I've had a campfire, or I've roasted some marshmallows. Anybody ever roast marshmallows? What happens if you hold it too long in the fire? You ever notice how they can ignite? It actually can go up in flames. That's how much sugar content's in there. Now, I don't recommend this here, but has anyone ever had s'mores before? Okay. I didn't know what that was, I'll be honest with you, until I was in my 40s. We never mixed chocolate marshmallows and graham crackers. I've had them all separate, but never together. Somebody said, "Well, you want a s'more?" I go, honestly, I go, "What is that?" "It's this." I go, "Oh, that sounds okay, but how many of those too many of those and you're in trouble?" But all of us in here, if you've ever roasted a marshmallow, sometimes you want to get it just right, true? Because too much is burnt, not enough, it doesn't squish together. When it comes to God, how many knows his word can get to the right temperature to warm you up? Say amen. How many knows he knows the right temperature in which to change us? There are times that he heats it up, and believe me, sometimes it can get mighty hot. But I know that whatever God does is for our benefit. That the silver and gold that's within us, not the precious metal itself, but what is pure may come out. Number two, if you take notes, God's word's like a hammer. In Jeremiah 23:29 says this: "Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces?" Jesus can swing a great hammer. Because some of us are pretty hard-headed. He knows how to break the shell and not break the nut. How many here needed God to get your attention? Now, I share with the first service. I remember one time I was watching this guy blow this glass. He was making like a bottle or a vase or something. And he got to the end and he had to break off the little, nozzle, whatever you call it. And he took out a hammer. I'm like, I'm just going to watch him. He's just going to shatter this in front of everybody. And he began to tap on it. All of a sudden, it just snapped off perfect. How many knows God can bring a big hammer or a fine hammer to do what is right? How many knows His Word is like that? The truth is that we need God to work on us. His Word is like a hammer. There are times we build things up that keep us from Him. How many knows He wants that gone? There are times that people seem like they're walled in. God wants to set them free. Oh, I'm preaching now. The truth is that God wants to get His Word in us and through us. It is not His Word like a hammer. It is. Truly, it will accomplish that which is set out to do. Number three, if you're taking notes, God's Word's like a seed. In Luke 8, verse 11, He gave this parable. The seed is the Word of God. In that seed, it contains life, but it must be planted in good soil. Now, in our home, we don't have green thumbs. We kill cactuses in our house. Now, some people can grow unbelievable stuff, make it look good, like Pastor Mark. He's the petunia king, all right? But the truth is, in our home, we're not that way. Sometimes, I hate to say it, we'll neglect it, and then we'll come back to it. Anybody like ours? Or no? Some of you are perfect. My wife and I, not too long ago, went around. We have a bunch of potted plants outside. And she planted all these plants in there, and it looked nice for a day. And then the deer came in at night and ate every single one of them. It will look like a barren land out there. It's like, why do we even plant them things? Amen? But how many of those, they look good for a time? But you got to take care of it like that seed. But whatever that seed is, it will produce what's in the seed. You get the Word of God working in you, what that seed will produce is life. Our goal should be that we want to be like Christ. I know what I'm like. I want to be like Him. I want to live that life out. And not just when I get to heaven that I'm like Jesus. I want to live it out now. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I haven't arrived, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Can I get an amen to that? I mean, God is good. Number four, if you're taking notes, His Word is like medicine. In Proverbs 4, verse 20, my son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. When we get the Word of God working in us, it's like medicine. And believe me, it's what we need. Sin makes us all sick. The Bible says sin is fun for a season, then you pay a great price. Now, who would be honest in here? How would you like to have the wisdom you do now back when you were a teenager? How many of you would have made a few different decisions? Some of your no's would have been no's. And some of your no's would have been, no, I know what this is going to go to. How many of you would have been a whole lot smarter? But since you can't back up, the truth is that we need to start where we're at, Lord, restore. Then God, I need some eye salve. I said, I need some eye salve that I can see. I shared with the first service, my sister called me last week and she's battling with cancer. She has it in her blood. She just found it out. They won't be able to do reports on her till after the first. She lives, you know, where she's not able to have it done. So she's coming here for Christmas. I said, how are you doing? She said, in between the times of crying, I have times of strength. But here's my confession. I'm believing that they diagnosed me, but they're going to misdiagnose me. Amen. That they saw this, but when I go back, they're going to see this. And here's what my sister said. She says, when I come, I want you to lay hands on me, anoint me with oil, and pray the prayer of faith. Can you see where she's at? How many knows that's a real confession? Because sometimes we get it all fake out there. How many knows when your mortality is challenged, it's a different world? Some of you know what I'm talking about. So I said, we'll come and pray for you. Her name is Carol. When things come to mind, pray for Carol. She's holding that strong. So, you know, God's with me. I know he is. My sister's born again, spirit-filled, devil-stomping woman of God. Amen? But how many knows we need regular doses of the Word of God? It's the right medicine for our disease, which is sin. Say amen. In Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. For me, I'm believing for a word of the Lord to give to my sister. The Bible says this, when you prophesy, prophesy according to the measure of your faith. Now, it's easy to say, my people, I love you. How many knows there's not much challenge with that? But how many knows when it's life or death issues, you don't want to blow it? You want to be able to speak right to it. Hello? And have the truth come out. That's why when prophets speak, they really should watch their words because God will hold them accountable for what they say. Say amen. Amen. A true prophet, your word will manifest and come to pass. I'm believing for a word of the Lord for my sister. And when I see her, God's going to say, thus saith the Lord for this situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many knows his word is medicine? We need it in us. We live in frail bodies. There's no doubt about it. This body here is only subject to now. It's not your heavenly dwelling. One day God's going to give you a new body like an unto Christ. Now I shared with the first service, there are a lot of superheroes today. There's like 9,000 movies about it. True? I never thought Ant-Man would be a superhero. I still don't. But amen, there's Ant-Man, whatever. But when I look at Christ, you know what? He's my superhero. Amen. How about this? In 3 days, I'm going to rise from the dead just as I said. Amen. Pretty cool. How about this? The door is locked and he came in the room. No one unlocked the door. Yet feel me. He's on the beach and he sees them fishing out. Caught anything? No. Cast your net on the other side. So many fish, the nets begin to break. The boats begin to sink. He could command even nature to obey. How about this? In the book of Acts, 500 people at once saw him ascend up into heaven. Look, he can fly without wings. How many knows Jesus is a superhero? He's my superhero with the character to sustain what he has. He has no kryptonite that's going to, hallelujah, end him, amen? There's no adversary that he can't overcome. And Satan is not an equal to God. It's like an aircraft carrier to a kayak. There's no comparison. That's our God. Amen. Oh, that should make somebody come on glued in here. Like number 5, you're taking notes this morning. God's word's like a sword. In Hebrews 4, verse 12, his word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing in soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Like a master surgeon, he can cut out what's hurting in our life. He can expose hidden motives of the heart. Now, if you're going to have surgery on you, how many don't want a butter knife worked on? Yes or no? I remember one time I had to have some surgery done. It was kind of what they called outpatient or 23-hour whatever. And they were experimenting with a new type of anesthesia. It was a spray-on stuff. And I never forget laying there. They said, we want to try this. There was two doctors there. There were two nurses. And they sprayed my skin. And I felt it on the skin. But as soon as they cut in, that stuff did not go inside. It hurt unbelievably. And I said, listen to me. That does not work. So they sprayed it again. It numbed for a little bit. It was the worst experience ever. I'm not a guinea pig. Are you with me? Give me a shot or something. How many understand? It was like taking your finger and poking you on the side. And like, oh man. I don't recommend the spray. Now, I don't know why I was picked for this or why they were doing this. And believe me, I had insurance at the time. It wasn't like I walked in for nothing. But I remember that. Like, sorry, you have to relive that in my life. Amen? Flashback moment. But if you're going to do surgery, then make sure it's the sharpest and the cleanest. The Lord can do surgery on us and not leave a scar. How many knows he's able to root out what is there? The Word of God's so powerful, it can even discern between thoughts and intents of the heart. Because sometimes people say this, but they mean that. How many knows the Word will be able to speak into that situation? God knows what we need. Jesus had to deal with it all the time. Many times they were trying to trick him or try to get him to a place or try to say, I'm trying to make him evil in some ways. Because the world calls evil good and good evil. And if there's any day like that, it's today. Amen? But that Word of God's able to cut in that area and begin to work that out. We all need that. Until one day God's going to give us a new body like an unto Christ. Do you know one of these days this former stuff has passed away? No more sickness, no more disease. There's no handicapped spaces in heaven. There's no pharmacies in heaven. There's no more sickness. That is done away with. And see, the truth of the matter is sin brought all this upon us. I asked the first service in here, how many has made one mistake in your life? Let me see your hand. I'm going to jump it up. How many have made 10 mistakes? Can I get it up a little higher? How about 100 mistakes? Not too many hands dropping off. How about 500? How many made 500 mistakes? Well, I got a bunch of heathens in this group. How about 1,000 mistakes? How many of those? Everyone in this room has sinned at least once. And dare I say, there's enough honesty in here that we've messed up 1,000 plus times. But what I appreciate about the Lord is that His Word is so true that if I ask Him to forgive me of all my sins, what does all mean? All means all. Because see, if I had to list them all, I would miss one. And how many of those grace wouldn't cover that? But the truth is, when He says, I'll forgive you all, I just got to ask, Lord, forgive all my sins. And since He knows them all, He is quick to wipe them clean. I love that God's able to wipe them clean. How many want a clean slate when it comes to God? When I look at our life, how many words have we already spoken out of our mouth? Since the time you were born till right now. How many deeds have we done? How many things have we saw? How many things? The truth is that we've all sinned. It isn't one sin that sends us to hell. That would be enough. But it's a multitude that we have. That's why when people try to approach God on their own righteousness, you'll never be able to. Because it's filthy. But when you ask Jesus to forgive you, He's so quick to blot out those things and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Even the tendency towards sin, He forgives. That is so awesome. To know that you're forgiven of everything you've done wrong, it's free for the asking, and here's the bonus. Not only are you free from sin, heaven's your home, and He becomes your Lord. You win. When somebody holds on to their sin, they instantly lose. But God said, I have a plan for you, a hope in the future. One to not harm you. It's good news to get your life right with God. I said it's good news. And when you know your sins are forgiven, how many knows that's great joy? A little bit later in the service, I'm going to give that opportunity. So hold on to that for a minute. Say, God's good. Number 6, if you're taking notes, God's word's like a honeycomb. In Psalm 119, 103, how sweet are your words. Even unto my taste, sweeter than honey in my mouth. Our words become sweet, listen to me, when Christ's words are in us. Now I heard that sometimes honey's able to fight allergies in some people. I've heard some people take a little bit for their voice when they're singing. The truth is that whatever honey is for, you know what? It needs to flow from our lips. As believers, you know what? You have the words of life in you. There's enough criticism in the world. There's enough sourness. Shouldn't there be some words of life? I'm glad you came in here today. I hope somebody greeted you. If not, then you hope you greeted somebody to make them feel worthy, to make them feel welcome, because we have that as believers. Notice when Jesus dealt with sin, He never blasted the individual out of the water. Many times He turned it around and said, you without sin cast the first stone. Sometimes people are quick to point out your failures. We caught this woman in the very act of adultery. What were you doing there? Don't say Peeping Tom either. Peeping Jim was there, all right? When I look at that, you caught him in the very act. What were you doing? In the very act that they're caught. Come on. How many think that should be enough to go, dude, you got the greater sin? Then Jesus speaks a word. Now, I don't know if he was playing tic-tac-toe or not. He was down just playing doodling. Who knows? It doesn't say what he was doing. But when he looked up, he said, woman, where are your accusers? He who is without sin, you cast the first stone. Notice he let the word of God work. Sometimes we try to get ahead of the word of God too. When the word is spoken, let it work. That's good preaching. And one by one, they began to leave. And he looked up, woman, where is your accuser? There is none, Lord. Then go and sin no more. He didn't condone the lifestyle. He got a way to get her out of the lifestyle. Don't go back to that. Because I've forgiven you. When God forgives you, it doesn't matter what the rest of the world does. Sometimes God can forgive you and people won't. Keep going with God. Hopefully they'll change their tune too. Amen? And sometimes you may not be able even to address your accusers. Let it be with God. How many knows God will take care of you? His word's like honeycomb upon our lips. We need to have that today in the church. That the world has tasted something sour. Taste and see that he is good. In sin, the Bible says sin is fun for a season. But then you pay a terrible price. It's like sweet to your lips, but sour to your belly. But when God's word goes in, it's a total change. How many believe that in heaven you're going to be a happy person? Anybody have a problem with that? How many don't have a problem the joy of the Lord will be your strength? Then why can't that start now? Why is everything in the future? The joy of the Lord can be my strength now and continue right up into glory. Why? Isn't he my Lord? Do I have the same Savior? Too often we're so projecting our happiness to be. No, you can be happy now. Your fullness will not be here because this is not your home. But you know what? You still got his Spirit in your life. You still got his Word. You got his people. You know what? What do you lack? I ask you, what do you lack? The Bible says you lack no good thing. Then Lord, I need to change even my thinking. Amen? Today's the day the Lord has made. I will what? Rejoice. Today's the day the Lord has made. I will what?
Rejoice.
And be.
Glad.
How many knows that's something? Sometimes it's an attitude. Sometimes we got to go, you know what? It will be a good day. Sometimes when we're facing a holiday season, you know, Uncle somebody's going to come over and they're ready to start something. Oh, your families are all perfect in here. How many know sometimes they know how to push all the buttons and in the right order? But sometimes you just got to determine, I am not getting upset this Christmas. God is good. Amen? Sometimes you just got to lay a little groundwork like this. Today, family, we're going to have an awesome time. If not, you're the one that's got to go. Is that too straightforward or no? How many of us, you can have peace in your home. Especially if you own the home. Oh, that's good preaching. Amen. Leads me to number 7. God's word is like light, a lamp. In Psalm 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. It means this. There's illumination for the next step. It provides light for a dark world. It provides guidance in long-term decisions. When I look at those things, God, I need to know. The world lives in darkness. But Jesus said, you saw a great light. I'm the light of the world. How many knows we can't hide that light? As believers, share your faith. Let somebody know that Jesus is Lord. He's the best kept secret, especially from the church. Let people know that he is Lord. Listen to me. How did you get saved? How did God reach you? Somehow you heard the truth. Others need to hear it. I shared it with the first service. My wife and I were sharing with a young person. And this young person never heard the name of Jesus. Ever. didn't know anything about the birth, didn't know anything about the life or nothing. It was totally foreign. Some of you can remember. Remember when Sundays, everything used to shut down? I remember those days. It just shut down. Even if people didn't go to church, at least there was like a little resemblance of something different. Now Tuesday's like Sunday and Sunday's like Wednesday. It doesn't matter anymore. And believe me, the world will take advantage of the church being idle. They will make sure your schedule is full. Oh, hallelujah. A worn out Bible doesn't mean a worn out life. That's good preaching. When it comes to the word in Hebrews 4 verse 12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the joints and the marrow, the sword, the soul and the spirit, and it's discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When I look at those things, it's quick and powerful. I like that. Quick and powerful. It means it can work in those arenas. When you have time to pray over your family, speak the word of God in those situations. Like you did for Thanksgiving, some of you may be called on to pray for the meal, then don't make it some wimpy little prayer. If you're going to pray, get down in God. It's the only time you got everybody together, amen? Amen. How many of those will bow their heads? I have a car club that I belong to, and we're having a dinner coming up this weekend. And I don't ask for this. I don't prompt it. I don't do anything. But guess who they asked to pray over the meal? Me. They know I'm a pastor. I don't hide that. So I'll stand. There'll probably be 25, 30 guys, their wives, whoever they're with them. And I'll pray over each one. Lord, touch this group. Every one of them has their head bowed. How many of those, they may not go to church, but they need to be prayed for. And most people don't mind some prayer. Lord, work. Say amen. And then here's what happens. One of them will have an idea. Hey, is there anything we can do for your church? Yeah, you can send gloves to our hugs ministry. So they'll email all the people, bring them to that dinner so we can give them away. Are you hearing me? That's from the world coming into the church. How does God can make all grace abound? Amen? For some of these men and women, you may be their only prayer. Not that you're all that, but how many knows that's the truth? Listen to me. You may be the person who is praying for them. Never take it for granted, oh, somebody else will cover this. No, you pray for them. You cover them. You work in them. Be that example. When Jesus met Nicodemus, he said, today I'm coming over your house to eat. It changed Nicodemus' life. He said, Lord, if I owe anything, anyone, I'll pay him back fold over. Lord, I'll do this, I'll do this. How many of us get the presence of God working, things will change. You get the presence of God in your house, it will change the environment. Is that good stuff? The word of God's penetrating. Notice between joints and mouths, it gets in those areas. It's discerning. We all need it more than ever. We need it more than ever. Like I shared with you, I had a Jeep Grand Cherokee once. And I had one of those extended warranties. And in there, my radio went, it just quit. And in there it says, cover radio. Covers the radio. Covers the radio. It said right there, covers the radio. I went in. I said, the radio's not working. You turn it, kind of explain. Okay, we'll look at it. Day later, they call me. I'm sorry, we don't cover that. So I broke out the. I go, no, it says right here, covers the radio. Well, that's subject to interpretation. I said, it's right here, covers the radio. No, that's subject to. How many think it wasn't going anywhere? I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm reading your agreement, not mine. I paid for it. They wouldn't cover the radio. I said, then forget it. Say amen. Guess what? I didn't buy another Jeep. Junk, every expensive piece. I even made an acronym while I'm sitting there. Now, maybe it got in the flesh a little bit. But if you promise me it, and I pay for it, then you should deliver it. Aren't you glad that Jesus promised, paid, and delivered? He's the only one that has kept the agreement. Even if it was written, it still doesn't matter today. But Jesus said, I'll keep my promise. What I promised you, what I wrote down for you, what I paid for you, I will do it. And not only that, if there's some bonus payment, I'll pay that too. Hallelujah. How many knows God is able? God is able to make all grace abound. Well, more than ever today, we need the word working in us. Like you saw these children, I marveled at what they remembered. How many agree? How many of you could go back to that age and do that? The truth is, I look at that and I go, man, praise God. Lord, glory to God. I pray that if the Lord should care and we all go up, they still serve the Lord after we're gone. Let that word work in them. Hallelujah. As we close here this morning, I want to ask you, how many here say, Pastor, I want to make sure my life is right with the Lord. I was quick to say I've made at least 1,000 mistakes. How would you like to make the right choice? It's one to acknowledge that I may have made a mistake. It's another to say, I want help in this. I want a remedy in this. Maybe you're here this morning and your relationship isn't where it needs to be. Maybe there's a time where you were serving Him greater than you are right now. You can come back. Or maybe you're here this morning and you're saying, I'm looking at a new year. That in 2020, I'm going to live more out for God than ever. I'm just going to just, Lord, I'm going to saturate. I'm going to live for You. I'm going to be what used to be called radical as normal. I want to ask you this morning, who here say, Pastor, I need to get some sins covered under the blood. I want to make sure that I'm forgiven. I want to make sure heaven's my home. Why don't you lift your hand this morning? I'll pray for you. Okay? Okay? Anybody else? I'm not going to judge. I'm going to love you. All right? Anybody else? Say, Pastor, I want to make sure it's right with God today. Greatest move ever. Okay, you can put them down. Secondly, here is, how many of you had a relationship with the Lord, but maybe it's not as current as it needs to be. Maybe it's not servant like it used to be. Maybe you want to come back to that first love. Would you lift up your hand this morning and say, Pastor, pray for me. Okay, I see it. I see it. Okay, anybody else? Put them down. Okay, okay. I appreciate your honesty. God will meet you at that place. Third thing here is, how many want to look to a new year and say, I'm going to live all out. I lived for God last year, but I'm going to live more out this coming year. That's your heart's confession. Mine is too. What I want you to do is gently grab the hand of somebody next to you, whether you know them or not. And I want you to pray with me, church. The Lord will hear and answer. Pray this with me. Lord Jesus, everyone in here, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all my sins. I ask You to forgive me, to come into my life, to be my Lord, my Savior. You said in Your word, if I'd call on Your name, I would be saved. So this morning, right now, I'm asking You to save me, to forgive me, to work in me. Holy Spirit, live in me, change me. Father, I believe that Jesus died for me. And I believe that He arose from the dead. So right now, Jesus is my Lord. I am saved and I am forgiven. Now Satan, you have no hold on my mind and my emotions. I am free. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God is good.